Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. And as the song says, we are unlearning toxicity. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner. And I will lead you in our guided meditation today. And in this guided meditation, the idea is to bring a cleansed mind by unlearning toxicity, by understanding that you were born whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that you will ever need for the journey. Now, sometimes in our haste and hurry and worry and hustle and bustle, in the course of a day, we forget all of the wonderful cultivating parts of our life in terms of being born whole, perfect, and complete. So I invite all of you that are available and can to close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner. And allow this prayerful meditation taken from the book Enlightenism to clear you from the hustle and bustle and hurry and worry, and remind you of the beingness that you are. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and let it out very slowly through your mouth as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I always want to leave you with a thought, and this thought is taken from today's prayerful meditation, where we say, I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. That is a thought that you take with you from this prayerful meditation. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. And now, I give you, author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carla. As usual, your meditations awakening, thought-provoking, and all of the other things that go with creating powerful mind.
Absolutely. That's what the meditation. Yes.
Yes. Unlearning what you have learned from others. That's the focus of all of our work. Unlearning what you have learned from others. You know,
yes.
So when we can do this, then the meditation becomes clear.
Yes, it does.
And you're in your mind, yeah?
Right. And it allows you to really understand and cultivate the beingness that you were born with.
Absolutely. Until you quiet the mind to see and get the courage to look within and see
yes.
what is there, then that's where the work begins. Don't try to do it all in a day, folks. It's too much. Too much toxicity to be removed in a day. A lifetime.
Right. No multitasking with this.
No. Absolutely not. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay, folks, Sister Carolyn got to start. I'm Brother Malcolm. As I was saying to her earlier, don't try to do everything at one time. It's a process. It's a journey. Just like you're on a journey. And you go to a new job. You can't do all the work in one day or one week. It's a continuous thing. And in business, you go from one situation to the next. And each day brings with new challenges. And that's what happens with enlightenment. This is not something you can do overnight, but it is something doable. On this broadcast, we use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. Our message is clear. We can overcome generational toxicity with a powerful enlightenment of mind. This broadcast is the Power of Mind Hour about how to create a powerful mind. The power of creation begins with imagination and visualization. We need both to overcome the hearsay knowledge of others. It is only when we decide to trust ourselves that we stop relying on dead people's beliefs to free us of their illusions. Many of us know more about those in the past than we know about ourselves. Society teaches us about the achievements of people who don't know and can never know. It's fortunate, but most of us lack the power and clarity to let go of these beliefs. This lack of clarity is the darkness that blinds us in a mindset that uses past beliefs to live in the present. We, on this broadcast, we deal with present moment living with current beliefs. In other words, you're living in the present with new beliefs that you have created in the present. They are not dependent upon anything in the past for their existence. When you discover the power of creation within you, then you can understand the laws of creation. I have a wonderful blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. It connects to the book Enlightenism. What's the name of the book? Enlightenism. Enlightenism is available today for you to read, to purchase Amazon, and to share the information that you receive from this, reading this book, with your own actions. When I say share with your own actions, I'm talking about you reading something, you're getting direct knowledge of it, then you have to work to create a new way to think and live. So you have to share it with yourself. Meaning going into another way of getting around obstacles that prevent you from bringing in new information, the resistance that we have to new information. We're living in a society that resists change. He wants everything to stay the same. Here's a great excerpt from the book, Enlightenism, which I assert you can get today on Amazon. Or you can go to my blog and get it. You can go to my website, www.nationalbyesociety.org. If you're willing to stop tolerating the pain from societal definitions in your life, then it's important to first understand who created the pain. The Enlightenment book's main thesis is to unravel misinterpretations about who is responsible for the pain and problems in your life. My goal is to first shine light on the distortions preventing you from recognizing that you are the creator of your own pain. I do this by describing the process for creating pain and then presenting a formula for overcoming it. When you live in a toxic environment for too long, you learn to accept pain as a natural part of life. Since you live among others affected by varying degrees of pain, there's really no reason to search for solutions within you. So you learn to tolerate pain by accepting yourself as its victim. Powerful words from the book Enlightenism. That's coming from the introduction in the book Enlightenism. The work that Sister Carol and I are doing is not so much to change the world, folks. We're not trying to change the world. We're talking about the process for individuals changing themselves. Then your world becomes a reflection of that which you now perceive about yourself. Who are you aware of being? Who are you aware of being? Determines what you think of yourself. And when we individualize change to an individual, then it becomes individuals who change the world. They have to have some harmony with each other, some connection to each other, so that we can all work together to change how we think and live. if you really want to. And I think that everyone wants to change. I think that I know from my own work that we get tired of this pain, we get tired of this lifestyle. We just don't change because we don't know how, or we don't have the resources to create another way to think and live. When you decide you had enough pain and you can't take it anymore, your desires are telling you it's time to wake up from your nightmare. If you feel this way, you can do something about it. You can ask yourself, who am I aware of being? The answer to this question opens the mind to perceive other possibilities other than the ones you're currently using. Another excerpt from the book. We can use this book as a workshop, an online workshop, where we are working together to understand the benefits of enlightenism. Enlightenism is not dependent upon beliefs of in the past, nor is it dependent upon the achievements of others in the past. It's about discovering the consciousness of truth within. The consciousness of truth is the greater power. It's greater than any awareness of being that you can conceptualize of you about yourself, of who you are today. And when you think of it in this way, now you have a different perspective of the broadcast. It's a give and take workshop where we are freely discussing ways in which we can work together to overcome our own pain and suffering. And I probably think that, and maybe we'll do this down the line, that it may be at some point to do a Zoom-type workshop where we can see each other while we're talking and to use the technology that has been developed today. But we want it to remain in a give-and-take, a workshop-type atmosphere where we are working to unlearn what we have learned from others. We're working to let go of our dependency on the past. We are living in the present moment with present moment beliefs. And if you think just for a moment that most of our living is done by depending on things that have happened in the past. Most of the things that we do in life come from what we have heard about others. I call it hearsay knowledge, and you will get more into it each session as we delve into the book Enlightenism. So we can get there, we can understand it, that this is our work and our intentions to free ourselves of the pain and suffering that we have created in our lives. And as I say in the book, I am sharing insights with you from my work that led me to enlightenism. Enlightenism is the colorless, faceless, and formless, unconditioned consciousness within you and me. You may have heard others refer to it as a spirit or greater power. Regardless of how it's described by others, if you want to know how it works, then you must discover it for yourself. Now, there we go. We're tying it all together. Direct knowledge, self-acquired intuitive knowledge. You are discovering something for yourself. Don't get hung up on words, because words are man's attempt, a people's attempt, a human's attempt to try to describe the indescribable and to get some agreement on it. And I repeat this, this is in the book, Enlightenment. Regardless of how it's described by others, if you want to know how it works, then you must discover it for yourself. Regardless of how enlightenment is described by others, if you want to know how it works, then you must discover it for yourself. Regardless of how the greater power is described by others, if you want to know how it works that you must discover for yourself. Regardless of how God is described by others, if you want to know how God works in your life, then you must discover it for yourself. So it covers all of those points. I just switched the name Greater Power in God for the it being in the minister. So think about it, and I would like all of you to join with me in terms of participating in this workshop. And your participation allows us to bring others in to participate. So we'll change around a little bit when I get more of you willing to participate and share your insights, then we go and expand it to a Zoom-type workshop. I'm going to take a quick break, but think about what I just said. Sister Carol.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn. You're listening to the Powers of Mind Hour. I'm Brother Malcolm. Enlightenism Insights about how to create a powerful mind. We use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on others. You can learn more about this philosophy by getting the book Enlightenism, which I am using today in a workshop type format to sort of give and take a message clear to all of the listeners and participants, to say that we can overcome our dependency on others with a powerful mind, a powerful enlightenment of mind. I'm introducing enlightenment to those who are unfamiliar with the word and may just associate it with what you have heard about enlightenment or the different stages of enlightenment that have existed throughout time. So the age of enlightenment, you know. So this is a different thing, and it's different because it's related to the people in this country and around the world who are experiencing tremendous pain and suffering today and may believe that the only way to overcome this pain and suffering is to address the actions of others outside who you may believe is creating the pain and suffering in your life. Enlightenment is to focus on you, the individual, and your acceptance of the fact that your beliefs are responsible for pain and suffering. That the principle of the Enlightenment philosophy. I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. That's the first principle. And that's the starting part of where we are in our discussion, in our workshop. So we have to get to the part, the other parts, but we first have to get to the part of personal responsibility. The desire to change your life is the first freedom in the Enlightenism formula. It is this desire that motivates you to begin your work to discover Enlightenism by creating your first visualization. The goal of your visualization is to free yourself from the pain willing to tolerate. To achieve this freedom, you must listen to and trust the silent, intuitive ideas in you. When you do this, you can create a boundless flow of new ones and unleash the limitless power of enlightenment in you. These new ideas contain within them the cleansing power to free your mind from the clutches of toxicity. Powerful information from the book Enlightenism. And also remember, just a little aside, when you don't trust yourself, you must trust others. When you don't trust yourself, you must trust others. And that's what we have been doing in our lives. Distrusting ourselves and trusting others. Distrusting the greater power within and trusting the hearsay knowledge outside, externally. And one key point from the book, and I focus on this every day, one of the primary misinterpretations about how to change your life is believing that it takes too long and you don't have enough time and power. When the desire is strong enough and the commitment firm, then you always have enough time and power. That's from the book Enlightenment. And I encourage all of you to get the books and become a follower of this broadcast and become a participant in the workshop that we are doing. It's a free workshop, free, that we're not charging you a fee for. You can participate in the workshop by becoming a follower of the broadcast. That's what we're asking, that you become a follower of the broadcast, you get the book Enlightenment, and in future broadcasts, we're going to focus on the book Enlightenism, the principles of Enlightenism, personal responsibility, how to unlearn, how to cleanse the mind of our dependency on others, how to overcome the things that prevent us from creating a powerful mind, and to focus on the divinity, that we are divinely created with powerful minds. And keep that focus. When we keep that focus on, you are always the greater power when you are confronted in anything you believe to be an obstacle or a problem in your life. And when you think of yourself as the greater power, then your actions become consistent with who you are aware of being. Powerful information, folks. Thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to get the book Enlightenism on Amazon today. Join us on Sunday at 12 p.m. Sister Carol and I will be sharing some insights on Sunday morning broadcast to deal with spiritual transformation and spiritual freedom. I'm going to ask Sister Carol to close us out, and we'll be back on Sunday morning. Thank all of you for stopping by. I encourage you not to forget to get the book Enlightenism, become a participant in this workshop, see the value that can come for you being, for your willingness to look within for the greater power. Here's Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.